Got the big fella, Adam Elliott from the Knights. How you going, brother?
Good, brother. Thanks for having me on.
Mate, it's good to have you. How's the body feeling after the first few rounds of footy?
Yeah, I pulled up pretty well considering we're in, you know, New Zealand, had to travel back over, and we got a short turnaround this week, a little 5-day. So as you know, it sounds probably worse, but your training week's a bit easier, so it's actually not too bad. I'm resting up now, just got off the massage table, and I'll be firing up on Friday.
Now listen, Adam, like tell us who was the massage therapist, mate? We're on a tight schedule on this show. They've made you late. Who was it? Name and shame, please. No, not going
to
give it up.
I can't throw her under the bus, mate. She's good to me. She gives me doubles. She looks after me. Lets me stay longer than I should.
Yeah, fair enough. Hey, mate, like talking about the short turnarounds and travel, like you've had a pretty hectic schedule to start the year. Like you up in Townsville, just got beat by the 1 point by Chad Townsend's field goal, and then over to New Zealand. How is the squad at the moment? One from your first four. How's the body and the mindset going?
Yeah, I actually just said to Mill yesterday, it's good to be back because I played that All-Stars game. That was up in Townsville. And then we went to Fiji and played the Storm over there as well. That was before the season sort of even started. And then since then, we've had another Townsville trip into New Zealand. So it's good to be back in Newham, be back home and sort of not be living out of the suitcase. And we got a couple of games back-to-back at home into a Sydney game. So that's, you know, there's no excuses for us there. And in saying that, I don't mind getting the trips out of the way early in the season. Yeah. It gives you a good run home. And I think we're certainly not using it as an excuse. We're not happy with the position we've put ourselves in so far. Coming into round five, only having the one win under your belt, it would have been good to string back-to-back wins. Going to New Zealand, I think that could have been a game that really kick-started our season, coming up with quality, you know, opposition.
Yep.
But in saying that, mate, we're back here at home this week, and our home games have been absolutely bouncing, you know, for a good 6 months now. And the boys are pumped about it. The Dragons have, you know, they've been playing well. So we know we've got to turn up. We've got to have the right attitude. And I think, you'll see a good bounce back from us this week.
Yeah, speaking of, starting the year, basically you got the one win. Do you guys, I know you don't want to look too far ahead, but, you know, you'd be remiss if you didn't sit there and go, I'm assuming internally the Knights' goal this year was top four. And if you start the year a bit slower, it is really hard to catch up. Is that something you're kind of aware of, this next 6 weeks of footy? It's a really good opportunity to kind of scrape those points back, or what's it like internally?
Yeah, definitely, mate. It's a good point. I think you saw last year, obviously, we had to go on that big run to scrape in, ended up finishing fifth. But, you know, another team, the Roosters, who obviously a lot of people would have tipped to be top four, they had a slower start of the season and they scraped in by the, you know, skin of their teeth into the top eight last year as well. And I think it takes a lot of juice out of you doing it that way. So, a bit of forward thinking, obviously not looking too far ahead, but we know what sort of a toll it takes on you, you know, not even just physically, but emotionally at the back end of that year when it's do or die for longer than it needs to be. It's hard enough when you get into the semis and it's knockout footy. You don't need that, you know, 4 or 6 weeks before the semis even start. So we certainly want to make sure we're making up for a couple of the ones that we gave away. Obviously, that the one up in Townsville against the Cowboys, you know, super disappointed to give that up, but the comp's so close now that you can't sit back and dwell and think about it too much. You just got to get on next week because you can be playing 15th on the ladder, you know, and on their day, we've already seen, you know, plenty of upsets early on in this season. They could knock you off. So, yeah, definitely aware of it and obviously went through it last year. But the old cliche for us, it's about just, you know, dusting it off and getting ready for this week and the game we've got ahead. And that's hopefully where it starts for us.
Yeah, two of your three losses this year, mate, they've been pretty tight. You spoke about the one-point loss up in Townsville. And last week, I thought you put up a pretty brave effort against a quality opposition on a road trip that's really, really, you know, hard to get a good result. What's the message been from your coach, Adam O'Brien? Has it been about, you know, just sticking with your game plan, sticking with the processes that you've spoken about all pre-season, or have you had to make a few little tweaks here and there to try and, you know, just try and get these results where you want them to be with a couple of wins?
Yeah, he was, he's mentioned a couple of times that he's proud of us, proud of the effort that we put in over there, possession and, field position. We gave away so much of it over there. And I think you just said it, we were brave in patches, which is it's great, and you need that in your team first and foremost. But more than anything, I think we've doubled down on our systems, and you know, we know we've got the right defensive system in place, we've got the right attacking system in place. It's about a few, probably a couple of individual moments there, and a bit of individual ownership as well. And I think you know, if you ask us across the board, particularly the last few weeks, and there's probably not too many in our team from 1 to 17 that are really happy with their individual performance. So I think that's sort of where it starts. We've got to make sure we're getting ourselves right and ready and, you know, putting our best foot forward individually, because, you know, we do believe in our system, and Ads he's reinforced that as well. You know, we had a really good training session today. It's short turnaround, but, you know, it was quite physical out there, and you know, fast, hitting high speeds and feeling good out there. And I think, for us, it's about doubling down on those efforts, making sure that we turn up prime, ready to go, and a bit of individual ownership, and I think that will get us over the top.
Now, mate, you've locked down that 13 role, and I've been saying for years I felt you were a 13. Is that your position, do you think? Is that where you enjoy playing footy the most, or how are you feeling in that 13 role?
Yeah, I'm loving it. I think, I chop and change a little bit, but I certainly always felt more comfortable playing at lock and being able to use the blokes around me, and obviously being, you know, a bit smaller of a body in the middle there, you know, and having the saps run off me, Leo Thompson and Jack Hetherington. I think I'm still trying to figure out my balance a little bit at the moment. Early on in the season, I haven't been too happy with, you know, my own individual performances. I think I've still got to get the balance between running when I'm running and when I'm playing right, but. I'm really enjoying it, and I think, you know, when we were in a bit of a sweet spot last year, I felt like it was really rolling well for me, and I was in a good groove. So, you know, working on those partnerships out on the field, like with the blokes I just spoke to about me, middle forwards, and building on that, something that I'm, you know, working really hard towards at the moment. And the better that we do that, the funner my footy is. So I was certainly loving it there, and, you know, if something went down, I'd happily go plug a hole on the edge, but I'm certainly, you know, I'm a mid now, and I like it in there. I can get in a bit of a bog trot and get in me groove.
Mate, you're taking on the Dragons this Friday night. They've shown this year that they've got a bit of footy in them, right? So what's the team spoken about this week as far as who are their biggest threats and what you need to look out for?
Yeah, I think I've said it my whole career. Anytime I'm coming up against Ben Hunt, you definitely got to have your antennas up and it's red alert. Because there's no dead plays, you know, when he's out there. He's always looking at a way to attack you. I actually said to one of the boys in the ice bath before, they could be up by two with 2 minutes to go, and he'd probably chuck a chip chasing at you and pull it off and score off it. He doesn't let off. So he's certainly someone we've got our antennas up. I think, you know, Lomax has obviously been good under the high ball for him, and he's a big kick target. And one of my good mates I grew up playing a fair bit of footy with, Jack Bird. It's been good seeing him back in the centres, and he's playing good footy. But we know they've got a lot of strike, and when they click, like you said, mate, they're playing a really good style of footy. I think they shift from fridge to fridge quite easily. They've got a pretty powerful forward pack, so there's strike everywhere for them. But certainly a bit of extra attention on, you know, Ben Hunt, Scheman, and that kick target of Zach Lomax.
Now, mate, what's it been like seeing the maturity of KP over the last couple of years? Like, he's gone from like young superstar to a leader of the club, and he's just been so consistent for you boys, you know, especially since that run at the back of last year. What's it like been like seeing him develop into the player he's become?
Yeah, I think I only got to know him obviously last year. It was my first year at the club, so I didn't get to know him early days when he burst onto the scene. The most I got to know of him was probably, I reckon, you had a bit of a man crush on him early days when I used to follow your stuff. So that was the most I got to know of the Goosey and KP. But something that I just noticed last year was that I probably hadn't noticed from afar was how mentally tough he is and how driven he is. He obviously went through a fair bit at the start of last season, and being as high profile as he is, someone that's struggling from, you know, concussion and head knocks, and they, before you know it, people are tossing up retirement and all these crazy accusations and different things, and what, you know, one specialist thinks he should do and the next analyst thinks he should do, and it's really hard on a bloke. But like you said, if he wasn't mature, he wouldn't have been able to handle that, and it didn't take him long. He did exactly what he needed to do to get himself right, and he came back and just took it to another level, and he thrived last year. So I got a mountain of respect for him, particularly on the back of that. I think he showed a lot of maturity, but just a lot of mental toughness in what he did for us last year and how he bounced back. And he's taken that into his preseason. Had a great preseason. Obviously, on the weekend, I thought he was unreal. He's electric at the back there for us. And he's a really hard worker too. So he sets the tone, and they can't speak highly enough of the big fella.
Now, mate, a bit of off-field stuff we've got to chat about. Big congratulations. Married in the off-season to Millie, well, Millie Boyle, was Millie, formerly Millie Boyle, now Millie Elliott. Tell me, a couple of things. Married life, what's it like being married now? And two, Millie is, she is an elite NRLW player, plays State of Origin, obviously plays international footy. Is there any critiquing of your game after each match? Tell us about that, mate. Now, please be honest. Please be honest.
Yeah. All right. Well, what's it like being married? I'm smarter than people think. It's the best thing that's ever happened to me.
I'm always wrong,
and Mill's always right. And yeah. I just need every day I wake up and just think, how can I be a better husband for her?
Turn it up. Oh my God, make me sick.
Mate, as for the footy stuff, it's I think I've copped it a fair bit in my career, so I've got a thick skin, but I never thought I'd be copping it from my own family or my in-laws and whatnot about being the second best footy player in the family. And what do you come out blatantly lie and claim you're better and defend yourself, or do you just wear it on the chin and wear it as a badge of honour, mate?
Honesty is best, mate.
Mate,
honesty best, and I do wear it as a badge of honour. We do speak a heap of footy on a serious note. And I didn't know how I'd handle that, but I really love talking footy with Mill. She's got the girls' game's so different to ours as well at the moment, and like they're less technical, but they're becoming more professional, and they still all love the game as much as we do, and it's actually refreshing to get a different perspective from her sometimes. So she keeps the critiquing to a minimum, which I really appreciate. I'm sure she can go a lot harder than she does, but we go all right around the dinner table.
Now, mate, before I let you go, as a winger, I can't let you off the hook. What happened when you saw the great RTS steaming down on you to enter that highlight reel of the bump?
Mate, I honestly thought, genuinely thought, how can I get my head in the way of something here to just like trip him over or do something? And I've got no shame in saying that. And I saw the two left foots before, and I thought, well, I'm paying $1 here to get left footed again, or if I don't go hard enough and I predict the left foot, you guys know he's got the afterburners. He'll just go straight past me. So I thought, well, just get me a head somewhere in the middle here and slow him down, then so be it. And he did get tackled after that. So I'm not...
Job done.
Not proud of it. Usually you brag about a try assist or something, but I'm bragging about a tackle assist here.
Oh, mate, that is so good. And, like, hey, look, 2 metres the other week. Like, come on. How good?
Yeah. I was waiting for that to get brought up. I didn't probably want to bring it up myself.
Mate, thank you so much for joining us, brother. Really do appreciate it. And can't wait to watch you play this weekend.
Yeah, cheers, lad. Thanks for having me on. See you soon.
Cheers, mate. See you, mate.
There he is, the big dog. How good. What an honest chat, too. I love hearing, it's very, if you're a player, you're obviously so committed to the season and hasn't been the best start for the boys, but he gave us a great insight into what the Knights are thinking. And even as a Knights fan, I'm sure you love to hear that insight, because sometimes it feels like you don't really know what's going on indoors. So really, really appreciative of that from Adam Elliott with the insight. And also, great chat. We're going to head to a break. After the break, we've got plenty more rugby league to talk about.